Well, you have the red clay, you have the dark soil, and then you have sandy soil.
What would you call soil that was a combination of part sand and part clay? Okay, what would you call soil that was part sand and part clay?
Well, that would be poor soil. You don't grow too much.
If they are getting water off the marshes, you say they are
draining them.
What would you call the thing that you dug?
A hole. You mean post hole?
Now say you dug something for drainage, what would you call it? Okay, what would you call the thing that you dug for drainage?
A ditch.
Okay, a shallow arm of the stream, of the sea, a tidal stream, or a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide is called a what? What would you call that body of water flowing through your farm?
Creek.
A deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across is called a what?
Lake.
If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or field, you call that place a?
Gully.
What do you call a small stream of water?
Branch.
Okay, can you give me some names of the streams in your neighborhood?
Creeks, lakes, branches.
Okay, but do the creeks have names? I mean, you know, any special names that y'all have assigned to them?
Yellow Jacket Creek, Mercia's Creek, and Hostcloth Pond.
A very small rise in land?
A hill.
Is there anything smaller?
A mound.
What do you call it if it is a little larger?
Mounting.
What do you call a thing that you turn to open a door?
Doorknob.
Is there any kind of land so called that you know of as called a knob? Have you ever used that term?
Yes. There. What? A hillside knob. That's what I would call it.
What do you call it if it's very large and much higher than a hill? Like Jim and I go skiing or what?
A mountain.
The rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp is called what?
Slope.
It's real sharp. Yeah, a complete drop off. It's real sharp. Mm-hmm. What would you call that? So, like, you know, you've heard of the white blank of Dover. What would you call those?
Fall off the cliff.
Up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you would call a. Okay. You went through the mountains, you know, up in the Smokies, and you went through the mountains.
The valley.
Okay. Would you call it anything else besides the valley? If you went through, there's two mountains, and there was just a little place that you could go through, what would you call it besides the valley? They have names for them up in the Smoky Mountains, and they've gone through them.